Next time you have a bad hair day, blame your parents. Researchers have found a gene that appears to be responsible for cowlicks or hair swirls. This finding will not make it easier to comb your hair in the morning, but it could reveal something profound about how we are put together. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The gene in question is called Frizzled 6. Jeremy Nathan says it was actually discovered 20 years ago by scientists studying mutated fruit flies.
The original fruit fly work found a fly that had what one might call a bad bristle day. Its bristles were pointing haphazardly, although they were all there. And the idea was that the gene that was defective was involved in setting up the pattern that told bristles which way to point.
So Nathan's at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine knew this gene was actually doing something more important than mere aesthetics. It was telling a developing fruit fly which way was front and which way was back. So it's a key to organizing how flies are put together. A very similar gene is found in mice, so Nathan's has engineered some mice to lack the Frizzled 6 gene to see what they look like.
And lo and behold, the mice are perfectly happy and healthy, and they run around and they eat and drink and mate, but they have funny-looking hair.
Normally, mouse hairs all point neatly to the tip of the tail or to the ends of the limbs, not these.
In this line of mice, the hairs have big, beautiful swirls. It looks rather like a Van Gogh painting.
Talk about your cowlicks. These mice put Dagwood to shame. Nathans reports these findings in the current Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and he says the lesson here is not simply skin deep. These mice are missing a piece of genetic information that helps their cells remain oriented and organized as they grow and mature from a fertilized egg.
This particular gene in the mouse is also active in blood vessels. And so one thing we are certainly curious to look at is whether there is an alteration in the patterning of the blood vessels. But for that, at this point, we have no data.
Humans have the Frizzled 6 gene, too, though Nathan's can only guess that it affects hair patterns. There is evidence, though, that something interesting is going on with the genetics of human cowlicks. In a separate study published a few months ago, Amar Klar decided to see if the spin of a cowlick revealed anything about a person's handedness.
So what I found was that somehow handedness is connected with which way the hair at the top of your head rotate, whether clockwise or counterclockwise.
Right-handers are much more likely to have clockwise swirls. Lefties are 50-50 clockwise and counterclockwise. So Klar at the National Cancer Institute concludes that there must be a common gene that influences hair swirls and handedness. He then takes this one step further. Lefties often have different left brain and right brain organization, so Klar suspects that the gene for hair swirling may actually be fundamental to how our brains are organized. This may have implications for understanding brain disorders.
And I think it's very likely that diseases like schizophrenia and bipolar disorders are likely to be developmental disorders, how the brain is put together.
It's highly unlikely that the Frizzled 6 gene is the central player in these human diseases, but the gene is clearly doing something more important than just keeping rodents and fruit flies well-groomed. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.